Different types of vegetables that are normally eaten cooked, when you cook them, you make a bari pei adama. Basically, you go by what's normal. If something that's eaten normally, as like tomatoes, if you eat them raw, if you eat them cooked, you make a bari pei adama on both of them. But certain types of kidneys, like beans, dried beans, and obviously if you eat them raw, you don't make a bari pei adama. If they have some flavor, you eat them like a shapu, because it's an abnormal way of eating. Avokado, v'silke, v'kuch, v'yisim, v'shatevim, v'shom, v'yisim, v'chayim, v'shem, v'chayim, 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 it says over here that a pumpkin or beet leaves or cabbage, in those days, they were not normally eaten raw, and therefore when you eat them raw, you make a shakl. When you eat them cooked, you make a bari pei adama. But Mishnah Berurah says if normal people eat it raw, then you make a bari pei adama. So today, cabbage is definitely eaten raw and cooked. The same thing, it says in Mishnah Berurah, applies to something that's eaten pickled. If that's the normal way to do it, you make it by pei adama. Sauerkraut, you make by pei adama. Right, like I said, in those days, they would make on cabbage a shaka when it was raw. But nowadays, that's not the case. Lettuce, for sure, you make it by pei adama, even when it's raw. You have a little lettuce together with a piece of meat. It says it's just to give flavor to the meat. So you don't make a broch out of it at all. It's just tough. Two meat of cavity, garlic and leeks, Shem Chaim Avar Boi Pri Adoma, after Bishul Shahakul. This is interesting. Here it sounds like and garlic, when you eat it raw, you make a Boi Pri Adoma, and when you eat it cooked, you make a Shahakul Libidvar. So, the Achareim say that it's talking about baby garlic, it's not too sharp, and people eat it raw. But the type of garlic that we have today, if you eat it raw, you make a Shahakul Libidvar. And it says also by onions, it's the scallions you make a bari pei adama. According to the Mishnah Berurah, the full-fledged onion, you make a shakel on it. Now, that which it says when you cook the garlic or the onion, you make a shakel, that's also interesting. So, the Chayim says it's talking about you cook it in water. You cook the onion or garlic in water, then it basically loses its flavor, and you make a shakel. But if you cooked it with meat or something, or an oil, and it tastes good the way it is, then you make a bari pei adama. Now, if you have a piece of meat with some garlic on it, even if it's a clove of garlic, you would not make a broch at all on the garlic because it's tougher to the meat. So that would, once again, if you cook the onion, the garlic, and water, then you make a shakel because it's considered to change the kriyusa. A few of these are in Boston. So the most matter that if you cook it with meat and it gave them flavor, then you would still make a shakel on the garlic because over there, that which tastes better because it has a taste of meat in it, not because the garlic itself is better. So basically, we have to alter what we said before. If you take garlic and you fry it in oil and it tastes good, then you make a bracha on the garlic. But if you cook in water, or you use this garlic to be cooked together with meat and absorb the meat flavor, then you would make only a shot.